It's Hockey Buzz Radio every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. with me, Paul McCann, and the one and only Pete Weber.
Yeah, Paul, and we're going to have a take a look at what's going on as what is hot in the National Hockey League every week. The top stories explored in detail.
And also take a look home life's advantage for the Nashville Predators. Occasionally take a look down on the farm with the biggest names in hockey right here every Wednesday night
on Hockey Buzz Radio, and we'll also go back in hockey time.
WNSR.
Welcome back to Tom Abraham Show. This segment of the show brought to you by Herb Berry and the fine folks over at Berry's Jewelry. You know, beautiful jewelry is to be enjoyed for a lifetime. And, well, Nashville has trusted Berry's for fine diamonds and gold for over 35 years. They also have a fine lines of nationally known jewelry, a large selection of new and pre-owned watches. You can buy new watches like Seiko, Citizens, Bulova. There at Berry's, you can also find a great selection of pre-owned watches from Tag Heuer or Rolex as well down there. And Harold Lanier is there as well. He's their full-time jeweler. He makes repairs. He sizes up rings, secures the diamonds in the settings, makes sure that all the jewelry repairs from replacing watch batteries to replacing of your necklace. So come on down there. They are a full-service jeweler at Herb Berry's, and they do such a great job. You will find them on South Gallatin Road in Madison or online at berriesjewelryco.com. Predators are in the playoffs now for, what, the fifth time in six years. Jordan Tootoo has been a part of that the entire time, and he joins us now. Toots, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Just heading out for some dinner.
I hear you, man. Look, you got like a month off before you guys start playing. What's up with that, huh? You don't play till Friday night.
We actually just talked about that today. It's like playing two games in 2 weeks. So, you know, after coming off of the month of March, playing pretty much every second day, it's been a little different situation for us, but I think in the long run, it's only going to help us.
March was nuts, man. I thought they were going to start throwing doubleheaders at you. I mean, my God, you guys played 19 games in a month.
God, we felt like a baseball team out there that month.
Yeah, it was crazy, and then things slowed down a little bit here at the end. Look, 100 points is 100 points is 100 points, and I said this earlier. As a 7th seed, I don't think I've ever seen a more dangerous 7 because of the fact that you are a 100-point team that has more wins than both the 5 and the 6, both Detroit and L.A., which means you guys know how to win close games, not just get one-point ties. You know how to win close games, and that's what the playoffs is about. So it's very, very deceiving for you guys sitting there in the quote-unquote 7 slot.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anytime you're in the top 8 teams in your conference, it doesn't matter which seeding you are in, and you know, playoffs is a whole new season, and it's definitely, you know, each game is that much more important. And you know, I think the biggest thing for us is going to be our details. You know, we got to keep doing the right things over and over, and you know, in the end, that's what we need to do.
Jordan Tootoo with us on the W3 Communications hotline. For more information on W3 Communications, go to W3Wire.com. Jordan, you know, you're a guy that's game has really developed in the time that you've been here in Nashville, and you know, it went from just being tough guy or people just thinking about you as a scrappy guy to being a guy with a bullet shot and not afraid to let it rip. And sometimes, I mean, I think that wears off on your teammates because you get that concept of, you know what, throw the rubber on the net and let's see what happens, you know. And it seems like, you know, that's what you do. You get that shot off so quick. If it's there, you're letting it fly, and then let's see what happens. See where bounces around.
Oh, absolutely. I think to score goals nowadays in this league, you got to be able to get to those second and third chances around the net, and obviously you can't score goals if you don't shoot the puck. So I think, you know, this year I've really stepped up my game in regards to trying to handle the puck a little bit longer and being more patient with it, and you know, obviously with the veteran guys that we have on the team, you know, talking to them, they've definitely helped me a lot. And you know, obviously when you play more, you become more comfortable out there, and yeah, that's my biggest goal was this year was to be more comfortable with the puck and obviously create offensive chances.
You guys still kind of, I mean, you're picking your shots. You got guys out there just trying to challenge you every time that you're out there, and then you just go ahead and you know, do a little baiting and then just kind of pick your moments when you're going to go?
Oh, absolutely. It's you know, the game's changed a lot since my first year. You know, I was more of a, you know, energy. You know, I still bring the energy, but I think, you know, you got to be able to pick and choose your spots. And, you know, obviously with the game not being as physical as it used to be in regards to, you know, fighting and whatnot, it's kind of nice to play, you know, between 12 and 16 minutes a night. And, you know, obviously you mature as a player as the years go on, and I think it's really, really helping me out.
How stoked do you get when you hear those whistles go off when you're out there?
Well, to be honest, I really don't hear them, and
really?
I hear a lot of my friends talking about them. And, you know, anytime they come to a game, they know when I'm on the ice, and you know, a lot of southern fans here, they don't really, you know, watch the game. And you know, anytime you have someone that plays, you know, they tend to follow the game more, and anytime those whistles go off, they know I'm on the ice.
Yeah, well, I mean, you hear it on TV. I mean, I'll be watching a game and you know, and all of a sudden you'll hear them on TV, and I might be working at my desk or whatever, and then I hear those whistles go even on the road or whatever, and I look out there, it only takes one, you know, and you go, oh, Toots is on the ice. I got to watch his shift. I mean, you're a must-see shift. I mean, you talk about 12 to 16 minutes. It's just a must-see shift when you're out there on the ice, and there's been great balance. I want to talk about the balance in the scoring because, you know, Horny had a great year. Patrick Hornquist went over, you know, 30 goals. And but when you see every week when we get the notes about the games that are coming up, you always see these guys with huge point totals on the other teams, and then it falls off so quickly. But you guys have so many double-digit goal scorers, and this year it was more than that first line. In fact, sometimes it was not the first line. It was the second and the third line. It was carrying a day. But talk about the balance in scoring that you guys seem to have.
Yeah, you know, our team, we really don't have a, you know, first, second, third, fourth line. You know, it's like you said, we're pretty balanced up front, and obviously with our defensemen, you know, we're pretty deep in the back end there. And you know, some nights the top guys aren't gonna produce, and you know, what's great about our team is the third and fourth line guys have come through with a lot of games, and you know, we're gonna need this in the playoffs.
Now, talk to me about this this matchup. You got these two Finnish goalies that are going to go at it with each other when you guys take on Chicago. Pax has just stepped up his game ever since he got paid. The first couple of games, it was a little shaky. It was like, damn, they really give that guy all that money? And then ever since then, he's settled down and was such a horse for you guys down the stretch. And then you got, you know, a guy that you guys didn't see a ton of. What is it? Antti Niemi? I think Niemi. Is that how you say his name?
Niemi.
Niemi?
Yep.
Is that how you say it? Niemi? All right. Well, you didn't see a ton of him because he kind of took over late, and you guys haven't played these guys in a while, but you got two Finnish goaltenders now going at it in this deal. Talk to me a little bit about what you know about their guy and how you feel about your guy.
Well, obviously, you know, Pax is definitely fired up. I'm sure he knows the goalie there, and you know, this will only create more emotion for him back there. And you know, obviously, like you said before, we haven't really seen Niemi that much this year, and from what we know, he gives up a lot of rebounds, so one of our main focuses will have to be getting pucks, pepper him with a lot of pucks, and get, like I said, get to those second and third chances.
All right, and their tough guy, Bufflin, I guess, or who's the guy that you're kind of looking around for on the ice just to make sure he's behaving?
I would have to say Ben Eager there. He's more of their energy, physical guy, I guess, but you know, I'm not too worried about that. You know, we just got to worry about ourselves and not look too far ahead of ourselves.
I hear you. All right, speaking of not looking ahead, we'll just look a little bit ahead. You got a kid in the system and won that Hobey Baker Award, the Jeffrey On kid, of course, Blake Jeffrey On. He was on with us last week. Carries that great, great name, of course, the Jeffrey On. When you guys see him, though, you got to bust the stones a little bit, right? You got to call him Hobey now or something like that, just kind of let him know. You know, just because you won that trophy doesn't mean that you're an NHLer.
Yeah, you know, we got to definitely test the kid out a little bit, you know, see what he brings to the table. But, you know, we're all proud for him, and, you know, obviously they didn't come out on top, but you know, we're all happy for him and excited to have him in the organization.
All right. I appreciate you coming on and enjoy this week getting ready. I guess it's good, though, for everybody. Get healthy, feel good, and then go get those guys. Go win one. Just split those games. Win them both, but, I mean, if you split those games, come back, and then and let's move this thing on and see how far you can ride it this year.
All right, bud. Sounds good.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Okay. Take care.
Jordan Tutu. He's a good guy. You know what? He's also become a lot better interview over the last several years. I mean, there were times where maybe sometimes guys are guarded a little bit. Maybe that's why. But there are times when he was hard to draw out, and he has been really, really good this year.
Takes a while to get used to dealing with the media.
I think they feel out. I think hockey player in this market or in any southern market, because I went through this when I was down in Florida, I think hockey player assumes that all of us have no background in the sport and don't know if the puck's frozen or if it's plastic or what it is. And I think they all think that, you know, that we don't know. And I don't blame that for them. But I think they kind of wait a little bit and they kind of feel guys out until they could determine whether or not this guy's legit or not.
Well, you got enough penalty minutes in your college career to justify interviewing.
But he doesn't know that. You know what I mean? That's,
and you didn't tell him.
No, I don't need to tell him. I'm just saying, from the nature of the conversation, though.
No, it was a very good interview. Very good conversation.
I think they can
you know what? As a listener to that interview, I can say I detected high morale, high spirits, confidence there, some positivity. And maybe that's not something you could have said going into the playoffs in the past. Let's face it, the Predators have had significant...
It used to be just make the playoffs.
Yeah. And then after that, it was, okay, let's try to get it done. But something always happened in the last 2 weeks of the season, a Vokoun injury, a Sullivan injury, a Legwon injury, an Erad injury, an Arnett injury.
And this is still a 112-point team, Chicago.
Yes.
I mean, this is not chump change here. This is a team that at times this year was referred to as the best team in the NHL. So you know, and I honestly, I think that this will be Chicago's toughest series. I think if Chicago gets by the Preds, they'll go to the Stanley Cup Finals. I really believe that.
You mean they're looking to take the Detroit Red Wings path from a couple of years ago? Their toughest series was the first round against the Predators. I think Chicago and the Predators is going to be a just great example of hockey. It's going to get a lot of attention. The Blackhawks, of course, last year made a good run, expected to make a big run this year. And the Predators, you keep saying it, the probably the best seventh seed we've ever seen. If you look at the Eastern Conference, what is the seventh seed? 84 points, 86 points.
Yeah, over there it's so top. What, the top three are the
Predators
only,
might have won two divisions in the Eastern Conference. You know,
at the same time. They'd be no worse than a four over there. They'd probably be a two or a three over there.
I'm excited about it, and I really think they're going to come back home with a split. I think they're going to do it this time. I think they're going to get over
the
that
problem
pump.
Is this year has not been the greatest year in terms of what the stone has meant to them. So getting a split there doesn't automatically, well, you got the split there, you're going to win the thing. So that's why we got to make sure that everything is sold out, playoff games.
As a crowd,
what I love is that it's all in the same time zone.
Oh, I love
easy
that
travel for the guys.
I won't have to stay up until 2 in the morning to see any of the games. And I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there. I was at the season finale against St. Louis the other night. Section 303, which is classically known as the loudmouth section of the Bridgestone Arena.
Sub-block 303,
was invaded by St. Louis Blues fans.
What?
And I was so... I'm going to say this. I've been a season ticket holder since 2003, because not all of those are season ticket holders in 303. There's only a certain level you can buy season
They shouldn't even let them in that section.
Well, you got to sell the tickets that are available to the people that want to pay for them.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, let's get the building rocking. I'll be out there. I'll be in the purest form in 303. Let's get things rocking again, and let's give the Bridgestone that advantage, because I'm going to tell you what you're going to see in Chicago. You're going to see 22,000 people screaming their heads off and singing their dumb
There'll be no Pred fans there. There'll be a few spattering to get in, but they'll sell out every game, and it's going to be crazy Chicago Blackhawk fans, because they're great fans. And here, there'll be a lot of Chicago fans infiltrating, getting in, because Chicago fans are everywhere. And a lot of people from that neck of the woods, that part of the country, are here. So, yeah, they're definitely going to have – our building will have 10%, 12%. I mean, there could be 1,500 Chicago fans, an original 16.
National
whereas
team.
Up there, there's not going to be 1,500. There'll be 15 Pred fans. So we better take care of business when they're here.